Comedian Margaret Cho calls for queer revolt against Trump's terrible administration. We are in a fucking war. By Warner Todd Houston on March 12, 2026. Far-left comedian Margaret Cho called on LGBTQ+ people to revolt against Donald Trump's terrible administration Tuesday while accepting an award from gay website Queerty. Leading with the lie that Donald Trump is a pedophile and is an incontinent child molester who has led the U.S. into war, Cho claimed that gay comedians help each other survive Trump, the rap reported. From the podium, Cho added, "We make each other laugh. We make each other survive this terrible administration. We make each other want to revolt even harder. You really have to think about what's happening right now. It's really about us continuing to use our voices, to use our art for change and to not stop. Are you going to serve cunt or are you going to serve cant?" She went on to say Trump is a nightmare. "It's a f-king nightmare, we're in a f-king war. They want to draft people for this incontinent child molester who doesn't even know what he wants out of anything. It's just insane," Cho continued. "I just hate listening to all of them. Caroline Leavitt is saying, oh, we're not ruling out a draft. They're going to actually let our nation's children die for this ridiculous cause." Cho went on to make the hyperbolic claim that transgender people are suffering a genocide under Trump. "We have to stand up for each other and, in particular, we have to stand up for the trans community. This is the time where we have to fight, because they are facing a genocide," she exclaimed. She went on, saying, "When a state like Kansas revokes driver's licenses overnight and says to trans people, you don't exist now. What is that meant to do? That's genocide, so we have to fight for them," Cho further noted. "What's so hard for me, as a gay elder, is to watch your government be so horribly transphobic and disgusting to trans people and how that sounds to trans kids, to queer kids. It's already hard enough to grow up gay, it's so painful. And then you have the government bullying you, it's so terrible. So what we have to do as gay adults, if you're a gay adult, you have to stand up and be proud," Cho claimed. "Throw your shoulders back and look happy all the time. Because trans kids will see you, gay kids will see you and they will see you and they will say, hey, that person made it. They're happy. Maybe I can grow up to be like them, maybe I can be like that happy person," she concluded. "Hold your partner's hand, even if you hate them. Even if you were kind of hoping that they overturn gay marriage because that would make it a lot easier to get out of the relationship." Naturally, Cho has been attacking Trump for years, now. As far back as 2015, Cho was railing against Trump as a racist and a sexist. Not long after that, she turned her attacks to the entire country, calling the USA ageist and fascist. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.